Rita's brother used to live out in the woods, but God's mercy came to where he is at. I want him to give his testimony, and God gave him a song to sing while he was there. You hold that to you, right to your foot, right there.
Okay. My name's David, and I'm an alcoholic. And God showed me more mercy than he should have showed anyone. Amen. I stayed drunk in the woods for 3 years, except pity, I guess. But refusing to let God into my life, let Jesus in my heart. Well, it came to an end. One day it rained every day for weeks. It's like in 2020. And I didn't know what else to do. I didn't have no food, and I was drunk most of the time, and I was going through VTs. And I just sat down. And I prayed. I asked God, people, please take away the rain and the cold. I said, I'll do whatever you want. I'll even go to church on Sunday. Amen. Well, it wasn't long that it quit raining. The sun come out. And down through these trees, I could see a rainbow. And it was like I had a voice behind me saying, I got you. And before, I thought that God had abandoned me. And I even asked God, anyway, I made it through. I started going to church on Sundays. And I was started gaining a little weight back. I weighed 100, and I weighed 98 to start with when I checked into detox, and they were 7 days. And so I was trying to quit drinking. And I started going to that church up there in Newton. It was a little Baptist church Mama used to go to. And they really helped me. And then I was walking down the road, and my sister picked me up, Anita, I hadn't seen in a while. And she asked me where I was living. I told her, out in the woods by that railroad track. She said, well, get in the car if you're coming with me. I said, where are we going? She said, you're going to stay with Mom. So I did. And when she picked me up, she took me over to Jordan's house, and he got me let me get a shower. I needed it really bad. My beard was down to here, long hair. He cut my hair, helped me shave, cut all the way, had to use shears. And since that day that God talked to me, and I realized then that I knew where I wanted to be. And I got to spend 2 years, the last year of my mama's life, I got to spend sober with her. Amen. And this June the 6th, I got my second year of sobriety. Yeah. He's over the rainbow, he's down through those trees. I heard my Savior, he's been looking for me. I know he loves me.
I know it's true, because he's Jesus, he's my Savior, and he loves you too. He sends me down blessings each and every day. He lights up a path so I might find my way. Oh, I know that he loves me. I know it's true. He's Jesus, he's my Savior. He loves you too. His Father in heaven, the mansion above, he looks down on his children. We're the ones that he loves. And I know that he loves me. He always will, because he's Jesus, he's my Savior, and he loves me still. Because he's over the rainbow, he's down through those trees. I heard my Savior, he's been looking for me, and I know he loves me. I know it's true, because he's Jesus, he's my Savior, and he loves you too. Yes, he's Jesus, over the rainbow and down through the trees. I heard my Savior been looking for me, and I know that he loves me. I know it's true, because he's Jesus, he's my Savior, and he loves you too. He's over the rainbow, he's down through those trees. I heard my Savior, he's looking for me. I know that he loves me. Will, because he's Jesus, he's my Savior, and he loves me still. And he's Jesus, he's my Savior.